So quickly, let's look at this. Psalm 50 and verse 23. Let's quickly look at this here. So it says this. All right, let's look from verse, let's start from verse 17, I believe. All right, of 16. 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. So offer the sacrifice of praise, thanksgiving. The second is pay thy vows. You see what this vows area he's saying? He says, if you do that, you offer, and that's the incense. You offer that, he says, call upon me, because the prayers go in time of incense. Upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statute? So you are calling on him, you are doing that, or you should take my covenant in your mouth. Seeing you hate instruction, cast my words behind thee. When you saw a thief, you consented to him. You are a partaker with adulterers. Verse 19, thou givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue to frame deceit. Thou sittest and speaketh against thy brother. So you offer praise, the same mouth you curse men. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things have thou done, I kept silent. You thought I was altogether one as you. He said, but I will reprove thee. That is, I will correct you and set them in order before your eyes. Which means whatever is hindering it, I will correct it and set it in order so you can see and it will be clear unto you what really the issues are. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there is none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and unto him that orders his conversation. Conversation means speech. It means the way and manner in which he's behaving aright, will I do what? Show the salvation of the Lord. So we are saying you glorify God, and the second is you order your conversation aright. That there are certain things that you might be doing. During this time, you go to God in prayer, attitudes, all right, maybe forwardness. The way and manner you rub off people. And it says there are things there that might be hurting people. They might not say anything at all. It says, these things I will set them before your eyes. And it says, once you start ordering your conversation, your behavior, you start making the adjustment according to the things that I show you, he said, very soon the salvation of God, you will see clearly. In other words, what I have planned that you are not even thinking about. Put up Isaiah 56 and verse 1. Says the same thing. It says, thus saith the Lord, keep judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. That keep judgment in your decisions, justice, equity in your dealings. Right? Do that. He said, for my salvation is near. Which means the massive thing I want to do is very close. So he says, keep judgment and do justice. Justice is in your dealings there. For my salvation is near to come. So he doesn't want us to be unjust in our dealings. He wants us to be just, to be fair. All right? That there's equity there. Then he goes on, puts the message translation of Isaiah 56. God's message, guard my common good. Do what's right and do it the right way. So judgment and justice, doing it the right way. For salvation is just around the corner. My setting things right is about to go into action. So I'm about, all right, setting things right in your life. My salvation is around the corner there. It says, blessed are you who enter into these things. To enter into these things, he said, judgment and justice. Get yourself with God. The whole of book of Proverbs is to teach us judgment, justice, equity. You can read it from Proverbs 1. That's what it's about. How to deal there. How to relate with people. And you begin to relate that way with people. And then it says, what I have planned and the good things that I want to do now begin to manifest within your life. So let's look at this and look at our father Abraham, whom the Bible says is the father of faith, and see whether this principle is consistent in what happened for Abraham. Genesis 18 and verse 17. It tells us that the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Look at 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Can you imagine God In a conversation, you hear God saying, all right, come with Jesus, the Holy Ghost. You know, Abraham is going to be a surely Abraham. For God to say that, which means it's irrevocable. Abraham is going to be a great nation. That this thing we want to do, let's talk to Abraham about it. Abraham is going to be the biggest influence on the earth. He is the major influence. We need to talk to him about our program, the Godhead. Seeing that, Abraham, listen, God says that about you, that you'll be great and mighty. Now, why did God say that? Now, put back that up here. Abraham shall become surely a great and mighty nation, and nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. All right, all nations. For I know him. This is the reason why. That he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and to do judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he have spoken concerning him. In other words, God was saying, I'll be able to bring upon him what I have said because of the way in which he will go about his things, with judgment there and with justice. So God looks and says, Abraham is going to be a great man, because there is a practice that is there with Abraham that is inculcated into his children, is one of doing the right thing and making sure you do it the right way. So judgment there and justice. So we can be behaving in certain ways that what God has said that we're reading in scripture, it is hard. Just like the man who treats his wife, all right, not as the weaker vessel there, all right, and God looks at it and says, it's hindering things, right? You're provoking your children to wrath is hindering things from happening. A child, all right, that's what I said, this, they has to be, is behaving in a certain way to their parents, is hindering certain things. For you have said, honor thy father and thy mother, that it might be well with thee. Prayer cannot break scripture. Prayer is to fulfill scripture. In other words, you cannot dishonor your father and mother and pray that it will be well with thee. That scripture cannot be broken. Your prayer is, teach me to honor my father and mother, that it might be well with me. Do you get what I'm saying here? So you can't break scripture there. So it says judgment and justice. All right, he found that and he taught Abraham that, and Abraham began to keep that. So our prayers can get hindered. So God wants to show us during this time, judgment, justice. And so the first thing that he want to look at here, and it's the close of the scripture, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, or verse 6, Matthew 7, 6. Give not that which is holy to dogs. Jesus is telling men, don't give that which is holy. Holy doesn't mean morally pure. He's saying holy means sacred things, precious things. Don't give it unto dogs. Just use the word dogs, not me. Neither cast your pearls before swine. Now he says, this is how you identify the dog and the swine. Lest after you have given them the best, they trample them under their feet. And then after you have been and taken the precious thing, they turn again and they still rend you. With an entitlement mentality. All right? You give them and it's almost like it is not. I mean, I saw someone when my heart broke. This person was getting married and somebody went abroad and bought, and they were nice. But this person is very difficult. I know the person. Very difficult to please. If a person sends me on an errand, I will tell the person, take the photograph, the exact place. Not anywhere. The shop you want it. The address of that shop. Before you say it's the wrong branch. The address, exact one. Then we buy. Because I've never seen this person satisfied. This person bought lovely shoes for her. And she was just looking in front of that person. And you could see the heart of this person was caught. That person might have walked around and walked around to get this thing. He was almost like, what is this? And all of that. He says, don't give that which is holy unto dogs. He says, do not cast your pearl before the swine, lest they come back, which means God commands. You know, we've said there are some things you pray for that, listen, God says it's only through men that thing is going to come in. Are you following what I'm saying here? And what he's showing us here is that when you are not a person of gratitude, when you are not a person that people, let's assume that your wife cooked and she did her best. I mean, cooking is on level. There's not everybody, she's done her best so far. And done her best. And as you are eating with an entitlement mentality, all right, that causes her to enter into the room and cry. You think God doesn't see that? You think you can now betray Makasho, Shekeria, Krepopopopa? Wait. Do you think that? You don't know who God is. And you cry. Right? And you are comparing the food to the chef you ate in a hotel. That's that person's job. That person went to school for that. You can't be comparing. Are you following? You cannot. You cannot. Do you get what I'm saying? If that was what you wanted, then you would have gone to the booker and picked one of the people there and said, as you are doing pounded yam, start doing it. All right? But you can do that. Now you do that kind of thing. And we saw that man, the minute they said the wife, this will happen, he said, let me give you food. He said, then let us show honor. There has to be gratitude. People can't help you. You know, some people, you just feel entitled. You're working in a place, you are the boss. Okay, fine. They open the door for you. Say thank you. Show gratitude there. You walk like if you don't, before uncle, are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. They do the elevator for you, and there's no sense of gratitude there. There are people that have helped you, and you just move on with your life. All right? And the worst one is for you to come and tell me that, you know, my mother, and you're shouting back and doing that. Listen, if you don't know, you can't fight the person that breastfed you and succeed on this earth. Even if you have material things, you won't be happy. Something will be taking your joy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Honor thy father and thy mother. Even if they are angry and you say, your mother is saying what she shouldn't say, just say, listen, me, as, don't say it to her, but inside your heart, just say in yourself, Satan, you will not catch me and talk back to my mother and disappear. Do you understand what I'm saying? But to be shouting and you to be saying, I'm fighting with her. The person that brought you into this world, you are fighting with the roots you used to enter. It doesn't make sense. So if some demons have grabbed your brain just today, you get what I'm saying? I say that it might be what? Well with thee. So you should be a person of gratitude. All right? People do things, gratitude there. People open up doors for you. You have to be a person of gratitude. This is why children of this world are wiser. Right? We just take it that God did it and we are going. Are you following me here? And we know sense of appreciation there. And let's close here. So, it says in Matthew 7, now go to verse 7. It goes on here. And look at what God said here. Jesus said here, ask and you shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. That this thing will be open. Ask, it will be given. Verse 8, he says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, seeketh, findeth, everyone. There was nothing. He says, everyone that knocks, it shall be opened. So what's the problem? He says, or what man is it of you that the son will ask for bread and he will give him a stone? Who does that kind of thing? He says, or ask for fish, he will give him a serpent. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more won't your father who is in heaven give good things to them that love him? He said, let me tell you why the issue is. Therefore, all things whatsoever you want men to do unto you, the same do unto them. That is the law and prophet. What is going on, what you are praying for contradicts what you are doing. You are asking God for promotion. Lord, my children are going to university, right? I want them to go abroad. UST God. Canadian D-Gold, Lord, British pounds is how it should come in. Makretos. God said, I don't have dollars in heaven. Neither do I have Canadian. It will come through somebody who decides. However, as you are saying Makretos to God for USD, you forgot your gate man who has been with you for 12 years, protecting your life. Staying up awake while you are snoring. He too has children. The children have moved from primary school to secondary school. You didn't notice. But the salary you are giving is the same. Are you following me? He too is praying to God. Mekretosh. God, add more to me. Open up doors. What he's praying for is in your pockets. You haven't even considered the condition as though this is where you will be forever. Do you get what I'm saying here?
You don't look like he too has. He told you he got married. You didn't even know that that means more money should be spent. And you didn't call him and say, if somebody comes to meet you and says, oh, you got married. Because of that, you know, let us post you to go and head our office in Kenya. You are. You say, thank you. Boy, God, hey, I mean, all right. He says, you want that kind of thing? Somebody else under you said they got married. You did like nothing happened. Are you following what I'm saying? He says the same thing, which means what you are asking me to do, somebody under you has, you have people in your jurisdiction, you can be that thing to in a very small way. He says, why you don't respond to that? All right? Now, let me close by putting up a story of a testimony of a lady in church she sent to me. And just read this here and see this here. This is what we're talking about. That during this 40, last 14 days, changing your orientation. Looking at it and say, well, I've prayed about things, but maybe there's something I'm missing. And you're asking God, worship in him about my conduct. Thank you for all that you do and labor of love. I am aware this is not the purpose for which this email was set up. All right? But as you requested for people who are downtrodden people around them to speak up, this was on Wednesday. All right? This was Wednesday instruction. Wednesday only. Wednesday. You understand what I'm saying? Wednesday. The Lord said it on Wednesday, did not say it on Thursday. I woke up, I said, so God, how is it? Said, right, go withdraw money from your account, put it into envelopes, 10,000, go to church. Ask people not for needle. If they know anybody they want to help and they need some money to help them, start asking around the congregation, anybody who has any situation that the 10,000 will fit, give it to them. So I started asking people who are coming up and asking. So this is what this lady is talking about here. I'm a final year student, but what she said made a strong impression on me. She said, nursing student, and last night, as I took a walk around Luth, asking the Holy Spirit to lead me to someone I could help. In other words, she just got up and said, Holy Spirit, lead me to somebody I can help here. And started walking around. This is the kind of excursions we're talking about. This is the kind of activity we are seeing, all right? And we should be doing this on a daily basis, whether there's challenge or not. The challenge is just to get us into it. And she was there. The Holy Spirit led me to someone I could help. I came across a young woman sitting on the pavement with a long face. She said her mother had a stroke and was in the acute stroke unit of Luth. So her mother was there with a stroke, and she saw her. All right? And I just realized something from this, so I'm going to call her back to give her more money. But, all right. Acute then, she was there in stroke, and she saw her. The bill for a day cost 10,000 naira. They wanted to transfer her to the normal ward, but her case needs close monitoring. Mama is conscious, I can talk, but her blood pressure keeps shooting high. After speaking with her, I decided to send her airtime top up so she could call her people and raise some funds for her. At the time of the service, I had been able to raise 2,500 and fruits which were in my bag. Still having the nudging to speak about this case after church, you requested that the lady who spoke about the woman with children should see you. I thought to take the chance. However, I wanted to call the lady first to know the progress of things, albeit she didn't pick up. Taking that as a sign, I left. But just as the NAPEP was stuck in traffic in front of church, she called back, but I could still not muster enough courage to meet you. Sir, please pardon this long write-up, all right? But as I type this mail, the relatives are going to request a discharge against medical advice. I hope you know what that ultimately means is death. You know that's what they're saying. They're just using English to say, that's what is going on here. In other words, you're out, the stroke and none of that. 10 grand. 1 week, 70 grand. Now, as she sat down there, don't you think she didn't cry unto God? Are you saying that God wasn't looking for somebody? Are you saying his eyes were not going around the whole of Lagos? Who can I get to come to this place? Who can get up and say, I'm going here? And this lady was just walking around. And God, she might not have mentioned this to me if God did not tell me that Wednesday, that get up and say you are giving out. So God was trying to get the connection. I didn't even know. I just said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. All right? But she said that. But God is going around. And you are near the place with 100,000 in your pocket. And you are Makresh, Lord. Oh, and you are feeling down with 100,000. Oh, Lord, God, I've told you. Hey, Shepa. Oh, Lord, Papa. Hey, you know, did I say it in the service? Judaism, I studied it. They rank hospitality over fasting. I studied it yesterday. Hospitality is ranked higher than fasting in the order of God.
In other words, you can be fasting. That's what I said in Isaiah 58. Why have we not eaten and you have taken no notice? He said, you are failing in hospitality. He's ran tired. So you can be fasting. He said, in the day of your fast, you are shouting inside the house. Don't you know that after this fasting, I'm not eating for 5 days and you are behaving like this? He said, is that the fast that I've chosen? He said, this is the fast I've chosen. That 100,000 was built for you to take your friends out to go and eat lunch, and you sacrifice the lunch to order to meet a need. He said, that's the fast I've chosen. Do you get it there? Second day of the fast, my wife cooked, they gave her food. Her mother, she said, put the bag. I said, what? She said, there is a man who might stay around the corner. She's seen him, right? That is the one to get this meal. Well, she went out. When she came back, she said, you will not believe it. She said, because he doesn't stay there every day. But I just saw him exactly where I felt the Lord ministered he would be, and he was there. She said, I packed, told the vendor, go and give him food. He said, the minute he opened it, fish, he said, he just started shouting, God! That the way she couldn't believe it. It was like my prayer. This is food inside that house. If it wasn't given out, we'll have spoiled. Do you get the sense of this thing? That is, there are people out there that are suffering, that is, which means there might be somebody dying right now because 15,000 is not there. And then you have more than 15,000 that if you give it out, nothing affects you. But what you are looking for is 15 million. And heaven has not known rest since that 15 million problem is there. Now, what God is saying is that I don't have any problem with 15 million. I can get somebody somewhere. But will you too be that miracle to somebody? They are strangers. The people that have the 15 million that can give you a job, they don't know you. So, you need also to be a blessing to a stranger. Do you get what I'm saying on the earth? That those kind of doors might open up. In other words, you can go out now and get to the supermarket. And if you get there, let's say you just met somebody and said, oh, yeah, I'm in NMPC, took a liking to you. Oh, said, well, the oil blocks are being, the people don't know about this, about three of them, insider information. All right, we just need a partner. We need somebody from your state. We need the quota system says your state is where we are looking for. Let's go. And then they give you the shares there. Tomorrow you are in Abuja, you are signing the oil block. By Sunday you will see me. Pastor, there is God. He's alive! Say, Pastor, these things, there are. The word works. God is saying there is somebody that 15,000 naira to will be the word works. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you hold on to that in wastage while they are suffering. He says, look, ask, you get. Give, he said, but let me tell you. I have to get somebody to do it to me. That's why I said, give. Judge not that you might not be judged. Condemn not that you might not be condemned. You put judgment out there, judgment comes back. You put condemnation comes back. He says, you give, and it shall be given, pressed back, shaken together. He says, to get men to give to you, you as a person must be out there helping others. So there's something that you have that can be of great help, all right, to others. God wants you to be to other people that they will say faith actually works. That glory will come to God, not to you. That people will know that God is alive. That they have been visited. He said, ask, I will give. Seek, he said, but the problem is the way and manner in which you are doing this. So be a person of gratitude to other people. Are you following me? Begin to cultivate the habit of saying thank you. Let me tell you this. We might say this is a British people. I know people that are not English people when I get to England. That they are Caucasian, but they are not English. There is no English person. If he goes through a door and he opens it, he will hold that door for you to go. Once they just go through and the door swings back, they came from Eastern Europe. These ones are non-British. Because that's the culture there. That's what brought about civilizational advancement. The culture of saying thank you. The culture of being polite. Even if a British policeman is arresting you, he is greeting you. The handcuff boy is telling you. If you put your hands properly, it won't hurt you, but they are carrying you. You might think that they're being polite here with chain. Please, now, that politeness is part of their culture. That cell, you are going there. But they will, politeness cuts you into the cell. Are you following what I'm saying here? But it's part of the culture there. And we have to start cultivating that. Are you from there? Not to be rude to people, not to have an entitlement mentality, all right? To have a sense of gratitude. People do things for you. Write letters back to them, thanking them, all right? Call them and tell them that, you know, all right, thank you and all of this for the opportunities. And when you become that kind of person of gratitude, putting that out back there, right, into the air, then it creates more open doors for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a word. I ask that let this spirit of judgment and justice rest upon this house. Enter into the life of every single person, that which you have planned and said over their lives will be fulfilled in them, in time while they're on the earth, and through eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.